taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Church this Sunday, a service of Salem Media Group.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right. In all the years that we've been on the radio, I'm not going to say we haven't been biased because we are. We're Christian. We're biased towards Christians, towards people that are
holiness, righteousness.
We lean to the right, all the way to the right. But when those on our side, when they're in error, then we have to let people know. Now, and this is why just recently I had to do that little piece about on President Trump's a man. He's been a good president, but he's not perfect. And there are some people that literally worship him, okay, which they shouldn't, okay. To do that, you're committing a horrible crime by doing that. You're sinning against God. That's blasphemy. And so, anyhow,
well, Pastor, I got a question.
The situation he has right now with the situation with Paula White, and now we see Kenneth Copeland. I don't know who all's on that board that he has, but to have Paula White as his spiritual advisor is he's playing with fire. Okay, God's word, the Bible makes he's in the past. He's picked the wrong people and he's surrounded himself. But with this situation, with these two people, they're blatantly, these are not Christian people. These are blatantly apostate people. And President Trump needs to wake up and realize that he's been burnt in the past, for associating with the wrong people. So we have a clip. So go ahead, Kenny, and play that clip.
This week, I'm also creating the White House Faith Office, led by Pastor Paula White, who is so amazing.
Noia catada sitia! Power!
And so it's illegal for God to do anything in the earth without someone.
Wherever I go, God rules. When I walk on White House grounds, God walks on White House grounds.
You need to send in $3,500. You need to send in $35,000. You need to send in that $100,000 check.
To say no to President Trump would be saying no to God.
Since Donald Trump was inaugurated as the President of the United States, Christians around the world have been watching closely. Many believe he's going to spark a Christian revival. To further this agenda, he even established a faith division in the White House, something many Christians are excited about. Donald Trump issued an executive order appointing Paula White, a world-famous televangelist, as the lead advisor for faith-based initiatives at the White House. At first glance, this might seem like a positive move. However, there's a serious problem. She is not a true Christian. She has a long history of deceiving people for money in the name of Jesus Christ, committing adultery, and preying on the poor, all while lining her pockets with millions of dollars to fund her lavish lifestyle. To make matters worse, she's now been given a position of global influence that will further affect the lives of many. In this video, I'm going to expose six key realities that reveal Paula White as a false teacher. This includes her speaking in a demonic language and a scandalous relationship with one of the most prominent false teachers known today. We'll dive into the dangers of who Paula White really is, why she must be removed immediately, and at the end of this video, why Trump's decision to appoint her doesn't surprise me at all. Something that no one I know is talking about, but I believe will give you a new perspective on the entire situation. Paula White is a false teacher, and I don't say that lightly. The Bible is clear that false teachers are unsaved people. They may appear as angels of light, but in reality, they are wolves dressed in sheep's clothing. So why is Paula White a false teacher? She preaches the prosperity gospel, a counterfeit gospel that presents a false version of Jesus and leads millions down a dangerous path to hell. The prosperity gospel teaches that it is God's guaranteed will for you to be happy, healthy, successful, and rich. Watch this video as she asks people for money in order for them to be blessed in return.
You need to send in $3,500. You need to send in $35,000. You need to send in that $100,000 check. If you do not write that P.O. box and you do not call that toll-free number and you do not become a ministry of sustainer, you will never see sustainment in your life and your dream will die.
It's shocking to see how deceptive she is and how unashamedly she asks people for hundreds of thousands of dollars. She says that you must send her money to sustain your life, specifically in terms of health and wealth, and warns that your dreams will die if you don't act immediately. She uses pressure tactics and manipulation solely to enrich herself. Jesus didn't come to make you rich. He came to offer you forgiveness. The Bible does not promise a life free from suffering, material success, or wealth. In fact, Jesus warns about worldly treasures, greed, and money more than any other sin in the New Testament. This isn't just misleading, it's eternally harmful. Not only does she manipulate people out of millions of dollars, but she also deceives them with false tongues, claiming to be a special gift from God. This practice is not only misleading, but deeply dangerous. Watch this video of this demonic practice.
Power!
You may not realize this, but speaking in tongues is not exclusive to Christianity. In fact, it's a practice seen in various religious movements, including Hinduism, shamanism, and New Age spirituality. The tongues spoken in these traditions are not divine, but demonic and ungodly. They serve to deceive individuals into thinking they are experiencing spiritual enlightenment or connection with the divine, when in fact they are being led astray. When Paula White engages in this practice, she is not displaying the power of the Holy Spirit, but promoting a counterfeit spiritual experience that aligns more with occult practices than with true biblical Christianity. This type of deception not only misleads people into trusting false teachings, but can also open them up to spiritual harm. The dangerous part is that under the guise of a divine gift, it distracts from the gospel of Jesus Christ and invites confusion. By endorsing and participating in these practices, Paula White is not merely misrepresenting God's will, she is actively leading people down a path that is far from the truth. Not only does she claim special divine access to God through tongues, she is narcissistic. False charismatic teachers like Paula White often claim to be God's specially anointed vessels rather than pointing people to the glory of God.
I'm in covenant with God Almighty! I am God Almighty!
This contradicts John 3:30, where John the Baptist humbly declares, "He must increase, but I must decrease." True Christian ministry should focus on exalting Christ, not the leader. Watch this video of her walking around on stage, boasting about herself.
Wherever I go, God rules. When I walk on White House grounds, God walks on White House grounds. When I walked in the river, God walked in the river. When I go into the dry cleaner, that dry cleaning place becomes holy. I had every right and authority to declare the White House as holy ground because I was standing there, and where I stand is holy.
When teachers promote themselves as a central figure, they divert attention from God's glory and feed into pride. This lack of humility robs God of the honor due to him and misleads followers by encouraging them to trust in a person rather than the sufficiency of Christ and his word. Watch this disturbing video as she claims that Jesus is not the only begotten Son of God, but that she is as well.
I now come into a priestly anointing, so I now can
say that again, because they don't get it.
I now come into a priestly anointing.
Jesus is not the only begotten Son of God.
This is unbelievably dangerous and blasphemous. To make such a claim is not only a distortion of biblical truth, but it elevates her to a position that only belongs to Christ. The Apostle John makes it clear in 1 John 4:9 that Jesus is the unique Son of God sent to save the world. When someone like Paula White distorts this truth, she is deceiving followers into elevating her above Christ which is a grave offense to a holy God. If her false teachings and narcissism weren't already major red flags, Paula White takes it further by associating with the wealthiest and most prominent false teachers in the world, and even got caught in a major scandal with one of them, which I'll talk about in just a moment. Paula White has a troubling pattern of aligning herself with other false teachers, further highlighting her lack of genuine Christian faith. Over the decades, she has formed close ties with well-known figures in the prosperity gospel movement, such as Benny Hinn, Kenneth Copeland, and T.D. Jakes, each of whom are also false teachers and have been widely criticized for their unbiblical teachings and exploitation of vulnerable people. By associating with these individuals, White not only endorses their heretical views, but also encourages her followers to trust in a distorted version of the gospel. This association with false teachers reveals her disregard for the truth and underscores her commitment to a dangerous and misleading message that prioritizes health, wealth, and self-glorification over true repentance and faith in Christ alone. Adding to her controversial relationships, in 2010, Paula White found herself at the center of a major scandal involving the world-renowned false teacher Benny Hinn. The two, who were both married at that time to other people, were photographed holding hands while in Rome and leaving a hotel together. While Paula White was asked about the situation, instead of taking accountability and apologizing, she defended it by describing her relationship with Benny Hinn as a close ministry friendship. To go on vacation with somebody else besides your spouse and then get caught holding hands with them, leaving a hotel, is adultery. Her response to the situation further reveals her inability to be trusted. Lastly, let's address Paula White's role as a pastor, which is another serious problem according to God's standards. Paula White is a pastor at Story Life Church. The Bible clearly teaches that the role of a pastor is reserved for qualified men, as outlined in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1. These passages provide specific qualifications, including being the husband of one wife, having self-control, and being able to teach. By assuming the pastoral role, White is living unbiblically and disregarding the clear teachings of Scripture on church leadership, ultimately misrepresenting the biblical standards for a church. This is blatant disobedience and rebellion against the clear commands of Scripture. Not only does this undermine the authority of God's Word, but it also leads others astray by promoting a false understanding of church leadership and the roles of men and women in the church. This act of defying biblical order calls into question her commitment to God's truth and her adherence to His Word, further revealing the problematic nature of her ministry. What are my final thoughts with all of this? This whole situation with Paula White and Donald Trump doesn't surprise me at all. I have serious concerns about Donald Trump's understanding of genuine Christianity. His choice to appoint a false teacher who is an unbeliever as his faith advisor is a major red flag, along with his lack of character and real signs of Christian fruit. Someone in his position who doesn't truly understand true Christianity would make a decision like this. Just because he uses terms like God, Christianity, and faith doesn't necessarily mean he's using them in the way that true followers of Jesus Christ would. This decision to appoint a dangerous false teacher is disheartening and speaks volumes in what he thinks Christianity is. Our hope is not in Donald Trump or any other president or leader to revive Christianity. Our hope is in a sovereign God who is working all things out for His glory and in His perfect timing. True Christian revival happens when the truth of God's Word is faithfully and accurately proclaimed. Let us not be deceived into thinking that Trump will make United States Christian again. Instead, let us place our hope and trust in Jesus Christ alone. Discernment is not just about knowing truth from lies. It's about knowing truth from almost truth. I pray that you would have the godly discernment, especially in the end times like this, for many false prophets and leaders will rise up proclaiming a false gospel and a false Christ. May the grace of God and the love of Christ and the joy of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. God bless.
All right. What we need to do is, first we need to pray for President Trump's eyes to be opened on this, and then pray for people like Paula White and Kenneth Copeland. And, you know, Benny Hinn has come out several times now and denounced prosperity preaching. He said it was wrong. What we're doing is wrong. It's a sin. And we need we need to stop it. So he's denounced it, and he's repented of it. But then he's come back, and he said, I'm a man. He said, and men sin. And he returned back to it again. And so several times now he's come, returned back to it, and denounced it as what it is, okay?
Pastor, I got a correction to make. So I mentioned that Kenneth Copeland was part of the White House Faith Office, and that's inaccurate.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad you brought that forth, because
he had a prayer event in March of this month of this year, and then the White House Faith Office was there, who's Paula White and Jenny Korn. Those are the two official names of that, the White House Faith Office. But there were many other faith leaders there, including is David Barton, the wall builder.
Well, David Barton's not a faith healer. Actually, David Barton is Catholic, as far as I know.
No, I mean, these faith leaders. He had many there March of this month praying with him. So it was Paula White, Samuel Rodriguez, Robert Jeffers, William Wolfe, David Barton, Gary Bauer, Travis Johnson. And then it may have been an inaccurate article that I read that said Kenneth Copeland was there. So that was wrong. That's inaccurate. He's not part of Trump's
We need to correct ourselves. But again, you know, the situation, you know, Benny Hinn repented. He repented of his relationship there with Paula White. They were both married at the time. He repented of that, but not her. She just didn't tell the truth, okay? But here, speaking in tongues. Now, the only people that God's Word, the Bible, clearly says should not speak in tongues is women. And you know what? I've preached in a number of Pentecostal churches, and if there's 10 people speaking in tongues, 8 of them will be women, okay? But here, let me just read it for you, okay? This passage is dealing with speaking in tongues. How is it, brethren, that you all come together, one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation, let all these things be done edifying. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two or three, or at the most by three, and that by course, and let one interpret. This is the way, this is the proper way it's supposed to have been done. Now, this was with the sign gifts. The sign gifts are no longer used corporately today. If there be no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God. Let the prophet speak two or three, and let the other judge. If anything be revealed to another that setteth by, let the first hold his peace. For you may all prophesize by one, all may learn, and all may be comforted. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophecies. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. Let your women keep silent in the church, for it's not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. He's speaking here specifically about tongues. And so here, she's out of line there. Number two, you know, the Bible makes it very clear women are not to be pastors of churches. Okay, several places in Scripture that's very clear. And so here, but then, I mean, that's bad. That's bad. But to say that where I walk, God walks. Where when I go to the White House, God goes to the White House. But then here's the killer. She said, when I'm standing there, I'm standing on holy ground. Folks, the holy ground is only where God stands. Remember what God told Moses when Moses approached the burning bush? What did he tell him? Take off your shoes because you're standing on holy ground, because it was in the presence. Remember when Joshua approached the captain of the guard What did he tell him? Take off your shoes, right? And so here, folks, this is the reason I'm saying this is because President Trump has put himself in a bad position. He's surrounded by these people. And I would have thought, because he's a very intelligent man, apparently he's not getting good advice. Or maybe there's something else at play that we don't know about. But whatever it is, we need to pray for them, pray that that Paula White and all of those prosperity preachers repent. They repent of that. When I heard Kenneth Copeland say that he was a god, that he was a god. And so, not only that, but I heard Kenneth Copeland say that you could take the Bible here and you could force God, by using the Bible, you could force him to cut loose of all the material things you want. And recently, he just said how God gave him a Bentley. How God gave him a Bentley. Now, you see, I remember the Lord Jesus saying very clearly about placing up your treasures in heaven. Okay. In fact, he often spoke about forget about the material things, right? But here, these people are going, you know, but then probably one of the best of all is Duplantis, Jesse Duplantis. Jesse, we've got a DVD of him.
I've never heard of Jesse Duplantis, but all these people sound just absolutely crazy.
Listen, Jesse Duplantis says that God comes to him, that the Lord Jesus every now and then shows up at his place for advice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, jeez. I'm not kidding you. I should bring it in and play that, okay? And he shows up and he said one day, he said Jesus showed up and just appeared at his place, and he was really, really disheartened, really. And he said, come on over here, Jesus. And he said, I, you know, just hugged him and loved a little bit on him there and made him feel better. But so when he was saying these things that Jesus comes to him for advice, to show you how these people, how simple-minded people wanted to know what kind of advice he asked for, you know.
Gee.
Folks, I mean, this stuff is, you know.
I mean, it sounds like a mental illness. Like, it really sounds like they're crazy. They're legitimately crazy.
They're laughing all the way to the bank.
I know.
They're fleecing the flock, but they don't understand. They should have. They have enough biblical knowledge. In other words, they've got the Word of God, and they've read the Word of God. They just don't believe the Word of God.
Well, one of the major problems with the American church is the lack of biblical literacy. Real believers wouldn't be scammed by the word of faith if they understood we deserve to go to hell. It's only because of Jesus Christ's blood that we're forgiven of sin, and it's this Holy Spirit that gives us that justifies us as righteous. And then we're always to be in a position of God is God. You don't remove God from the throne and put yourself there by taking verses from the Bible and then commanding things into existence, because that's not biblical Christianity. That's it's basically charlatanism. So the key verse for. Because it's good to seek God for, like, I have a great desire to see biblical morality restored to Ohio and the nation in general. And that's God's will for every country. So as long as you don't command things into existence, because only God does that. God spoke the world into existence. People don't through faith. And then you're not guaranteed health, wealth, and prosperity. You can ask for it. Jesus said, ask, keep asking. Seek, keep seeking, not keep knocking. But if it's not according to his will, and then you got issue, it's a complicated issue.
Well, the problem you have out there today is people don't understand. They live in a society where things change constantly, where they're seeing the morality of people changing, and somehow there's a mindset that surely God has to get with the times. Surely God, you know, this is, I'm not kidding you. This is what a lot of people believe. I actually had a guy tell me one time that one of the reasons that God, you know, the Bible told everybody to make sure that, you know, you attend church. Forsake not the assembling of yourself together in the house of God. And the reason he said that was because God didn't know that there was going to be television and radio to hear the preachers on. What? Well, you see, God knew all of that. Yes. You see? But, I mean, yeah. Here
he
is the mindset.
Knows all.
Yeah. You have this mindset amongst people out there today, and, you know, as far as the morality, God, his morality doesn't change. Okay? He's immutable. He's the same today. And so, well, if you go on listening to Paula White, she keeps saying that God can't do anything without us.
Yeah.
He can't do anything without us. He needs us. He needs our help. God doesn't need anybody.
It's upside down theology, yeah. It's subverting God as on his throne with themselves. Yeah. So that's the key problem. And that's the key, one of the key errors of the word of faith.
And Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, and his word changes not, and he doesn't either.
Right. So when she's saying that Jesus is not the only begotten Son of God, okay, Jesus said he was, okay. And so here... She says she's a begotten son of God or a begotten daughter of God, whatever.
Goodness.
See, this is blasphemy, what it is. She's placing herself as God. And when she says where she's walking, if you hear what she's saying, God is walking, okay? And when she goes to that White House, the White House becomes holy ground. And when did Donald Trump give us Australia, okay? Or was that in one of her other ones?
I think that was in a different one.
Yeah. Yeah, she says Donald Trump gave us Australia. So Australia doesn't know that.
No.
And I don't think Trump does either, right?
No. We're still working on Greenland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Australia got to get in line.
No. Vance's wife is going to Greenland. She's going there to try to work on Greenland.
Well, she's going there with one of the kids, and they're going to watch, I think it was a dog sled race, a big dog sled race that they got there. And, you know, kind of probably plant some seeds to, hey, you know, come on over to us. You know, we'll help you.
So, anyhow, there you go.
But just the audacity of these people to go on to TV or radio or wherever, even if it's just the pulpit and spew these lies, these blatant lies. And like you said, they're biblically literate enough to where they should know better. And they do know better, but it's all about the money. And that's all they care about is what they can get today as opposed to what's waiting for them after here.
Well, that's 2 Peter and Jude.
I actually had one of those prosperity preachers come to me and ask me if I would team up with him. He actually said, look, he said, people out there, they've been listening to you for years. They trust you. He said, and listen. In other words, he wanted me to help him fleece the flock, okay?
Oh, yeah.
He said, look, he said, as long as they think they're doing good, what's the difference? Why shouldn't we live good off if they, as long as they think that? I physically threw him out of the radio station. I physically picked him up, and then you
good
could tell
you,
I was upset because he was as big as I was. Okay, and but that's
throw your back out.
Yeah,
oh,
but that's the mindset of these people. And see, again,
it's charlatans. It's 2 Peter and Jude. It talks about that's what they're describing through covetousness. They will. Deceive many.
I know. That's one of the commandments, thou shalt not covet. Okay. And that's exactly what they do. But they fleece the flock. And you have so many out there today. These are false teachers and false preachers out there.
For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escape from them who live in error.
And it's not even just them, though. I know you said we need to pray for them, we need to pray for the people that are listening to them, because they are being led astray. The people who are listening to them and everyone else that is listening to these people, they might not even realize how bad they should, because it seems blatantly obvious.
You know? It's right here. This is Second Peter.
But there are a lot of people out there that are just suckered into this, and they don't fully get it.
Well, yeah, it's not just that, but see, there's some people that are biblically literate. Look, when they were talking about speaking in tongues, we're not talking about googly gop. Every instance in Scripture that spoke of speaking in tongues were known dialects. They were known dialects, okay? They were not this weird, this strange thing. When they talked about tongues of angels, in every situation where angels spoke, they spoke known dialects, okay? So, but, you know, I knew a woman, she was a good friend of mine, and, you know, when she would get off and she would doing that, and she would always end up saying, chaka, 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 okay? that's not a known dialect, right? I had another one. It was a real sweetheart of a lady, but she would always end up going chit, 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 you know, like a chipmunk, okay?
C-H-I-T. Pardon? C-H-I-T, you were saying, yes. Yeah. Just to be clear, in case the FCC is listening.
Oh, dear.
Because it sounded a little off. It sounded like almost something like you should be saying on the radio. Yeah. We all know what you were saying, just to be clear, though.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
No, chit, like C-H-I-T, C-H, chit. That's like what chat. You would say, but anyhow. Yeah. But, you know, all of this stuff here, what they're talking about, it's, you know, people, I'm amazed. I mean, some of it you laugh at the biblical literacy of people, but then it's really not funny. It's pitiful.
It's sad.
Like this thing with Jesse Duplantis, telling people, you know, how God, Jesus comes to him for, and these people believe it. They believe it out there, all right? I mean, they're buying it. The guy's a multi-millionaire, okay?
They don't understand.
Kenneth Copeland says he's worth $2 billion now. He's worth $2 billion now off of people. That are given to him, because he's convincing them that they have to give. If they give to him, they're going to get a blessing. And that one thing of Paula White, she was virtually threatening people. If you don't expect to get a blessing. If you don't give this, and sometimes she sets the amount you have to give. Like just recently, it was $131. But prior to that, she did a good one for $3,000, you know.
You can't buy salvation.
No.
Not with money.
Well, it's not salvation that she's a blessing. That right now, God's going to give you this blessing, but if you don't come up with a $3,000, you're going to lose it. You're not going to get that blessing, okay? And people fall for that, okay? I mean, some of this stuff is so strange, you laugh, okay? I used to sit and laugh at Reverend Ike. I thought, you know, this guy was absolutely amazing. We'll just pass that. But when he would say these things, people, when he would say, and I remember, he said, not everybody can live sumptuously. Not everybody can have a yacht. Not everybody can have their own airplane. I'll do it. I'll live sumptuously. Not for me. I'll do it for you, because you can't do it. I'll do it for you. And people would give him money. Do it for me, Rev. Do it for me, Rev. Right? You know, one of his favorite things is, take out your wallets. Take all the cash out of that wallet. Throw it up in the air. Everything that stays up there belongs to God. Whatever comes down belongs to me. People would fall for that stuff, you know, and it's, I don't know, there you go. But, you know, no place in the Beatitudes does it say, blessed are the stupid.
No.
But, right.
But they're fleecing the flock. Go ahead, Lisa. You got an article.
Okay. Now, this one is by Christina Lila of the Gateway Pundit. A federal judge on Thursday barred Doge from accessing Social Security systems. U.S. District Judge Ellen Hollander, an Obama appointee, said Doge's workers are on a, quote, fishing expedition. Quote, the Doge team is essentially engaged in a fishing expedition at SSA in search of a fraud epidemic based on little more than suspicion. It has launched a search for the proverbial needle in the haystack without any concrete knowledge that the needle actually is in the haystack. Judge Hollander wrote, far-left organizations like AFL-CIO, the American Federation of Teachers, and other plaintiffs sued the Social Security Administration, Elon Musk, Doge, and other Trump advisors. Quote, the plaintiffs are the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFL-CIO, AFSCME, Alliance for Retired Americans, ARA, and American Federation of Teachers. They have sued the Social Security Administration, Leland Dudek, in his official capacity as, quote, purported acting commissioner of the SSA, Michael Russo, in his official capacity as chief information officer of the agency, Elon Musk, in his official capacity as senior advisor to the president and de facto head of the Department of Government Efficiency, the U.S. Doge Service, the U.S. Doge Service Temporary Organization, and Amy Gleason in her official capacity as the Doge Acting Administrator, the court document read.
All right, we got to do something about these activist judges. They've got to be. Well, and I don't think that Trump is really going to find any remedy with that Supreme Court, because with Roberts and Barrett, they're leaning in the other direction. They're not leaning with us. Now,
right.
It depends on the people in this country. Trump's popularity keeps rising. It's keep going higher. The more that they attack Elon Musk and pull this stuff off, I think, again, his popularity is going to keep on rising. Now, if he says, all right, from now on, we're not going to make any of this information
public
to these judges here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he's got to do. I mean, he's got to lay the, he's got to do what Woodrow Wilson did. He's got to say, how can you enforce it? He's really got to, because these are deep state. These are left in place, and these are not these
political activist judges.
They're puppets.
Yeah.
They're puppets for the deep state. That's what they are. They're for the quote unquote resistance. It's the deep state. It's globalists. That's what it is. That's who they're working for. That's who put them in power. That's who paid for all of their campaigns. That's why they're there.
He's got to go after some of these judges and not just impeach them, but, what they're committing treason, and they need to do jail time.
And putting American citizens' lives in danger by allowing these people to stay here. I mean, it's unbelievable any American would defend not sending these people out of our country.
Well, they certainly need to be investigated and charge them with anything that you can possibly charge them with. There's blatant conflicts of interest in a lot of them because of who their daughters or wives are working for and getting money from the DNC and ActBlue for helping them with campaigns and all that. So there's definite conflict of interest. They just got unfortunately, we've got to play by the rules. That's the way it's got to go, because if we stop playing by the rules and sink down to their level, then we're no longer fighting for freedom and liberty. Then we're as bad as they say we are.
The credibility of these courts and these judges have taken a real deep shot. That woman that was burnt to death in that subway in New York, that prosecutor, the very same one, he's responsible. He's responsible for that woman's murder. They let that guy out.
Mm-hmm.
They let him back out. He committed crimes, okay? the very same ones that that attacked those police officers and beat them.
You're talking about New York?
Pardon? Yeah.
Is this New York? New York?
Yeah, in New York. Yeah. Okay. Also, what took place with the they named that legislation after that woman that just passed the one.
Lincoln Riley?
Yeah. Okay, she was, they had arrested him, and they turned him loose because he was an illegal alien. Him and his whole family, not just his siblings and that. Again, all of these criminals that they have turned loose after they, and Biden brought them all in here. Biden brought them in.
He was flying them in.
Yeah, flying them in the middle of the night, taking them to cities.
Dropping them off in cities. And all it is they're trying to seed the population with more people in their districts to get better congressional maps and more congressional seats. And so if they can get them counted in the census, then they can get their population increases, and so therefore they'll end up with more congressional seats. That's what they're trying to do with that, and also trying to get them to vote. If they can get them to vote, then and get them on a fast track to citizenship, then they figure that they've got a lifetime voter base there.
Well, when it comes to the Democrats, when it comes to voting, it's often and early, and that's for real. It's like they have no problems with voting time and time and time again, over and over. Okay, I mean, they do. They have no regard of the law. Being a Democrat today means you have no regard of the law at all.
And that's one thing that that I'm a little disappointed in so far with the Trump administration. It's, I mean, I got to keep reminding myself it's only been like 2 months, which is crazy because everything that has happened in these last 2 months, it feels like it's been at least 2 years. But I think they really need to get the ball rolling with getting voter ID and just completely overhauling our voter system, voting system.
We got good news from Wyoming. State becomes first to require proof of citizenship and residency to register to vote in all elections.
Good.
So
good.
Every state needs to follow that.
Good. And maybe example. This is in the works, you know. And, you know, like I said, it's only been like 2 months, and it feels like it's been a lot longer because of everything that has happened. But and maybe it's in the works, but within these first 100 days, within this first year and a half, it's got to happen, because after a year and a half, now all of a sudden people are on the campaign trails. They are trying to get reelected. We've got primaries. We've got, and who knows after 2 years, after the midterms, what Congress is going to look like. At the moment, we've got majority, slim majority, but we've got majority, and we've got to band together and make sure that we are united. That's one thing that the Democrats always do well, is they always stay united. You know, if they've got 150 Democrats, they know they got 150 Democrat votes.
Well, they're having some real problems here just recently. People are leaving. They're getting out. They're either turning to independents, or, and so they're having.
Yeah, but I don't buy it.
That's the donkey pox, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what's going to happen. I mean, but see, they, again, like I said, their natural course is voter fraud. I mean, that's what they do. You know, with us, you know, we're looking for
integrity.
Integrity, but to them, it's just the opposite, you know, too. Yeah. And, you know, when, remember in 2020, I sat and watched them invert the numbers.
I watched it,
okay? And then they're trying to tell me, who are you going to believe, us or your lying eyes? Okay?
Yeah.
And so Trump is absolutely 110% right. Everything he said about that, there was the election fraud, it was, you know, mile wide.
Unfortunately, though, I believe that was kind of a blessing in disguise, because it really opened up people's eyes to how bad it could have been, or how bad it was under Biden, to how much we needed someone like President Trump back in office. I think it really opened up a lot of people's eyes, and now he's in a better situation with Congress, because had he won in 2020, he wouldn't have the mandate that he has now. He would have just went through 4 more years of impeachments and hoaxes. That's what would have happened. He would have got some things done, but not nearly enough.
And then Mike Pence would have been would be the
and
the,
Mike yeah. Pence would be would be the next in line. For, yeah. yeah, and he probably would have lost. Who would want to vote for Mike Pence?
2028. Well, right now they don't have any leaders. You know, Obama's still pulling the strings from, you know, the deep state. But anyhow, you have a quick article there.
I do. The Housing and Urban Development Secretary Scott Turner ends all taxpayer-funded housing for illegals. So we got some good news here. Finally, HUD Secretary Scott Turner announced he partnered up with DHS Chief Kristi Noem to end taxpayer-funded housing for illegal aliens. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development Secretary Scott Turner and U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem today signed the American Housing Programs for American Citizens Memorandum of Understanding to end the wasteful misappropriation of taxpayer dollars to benefit illegal aliens instead of American citizens. This was announced today. So another praise the Lord for more common sense governance of our leadership.
Yeah, if we got the money for that, we've got the money to help out our veterans. I'd rather do that, and I think most people agree with me.
Absolutely.
Most reasonable people agree with me.
Pastor, we also got some good news from Tom Homan. Would you like to hear it?
Very quickly, because we're up against it.
On Monday, Homan provided an update on his promise to clean up Boston despite Democrat Mayor Michelle Wu's effort to place the interests of illegals over the citizens of her city. Homan shared on X, "I made a promise at CPAC that I was going to Boston after reading about numerous illegal alien child rapists walking the streets of Boston and Massachusetts. ICE had to find and arrest these illegal alien rapists because Massachusetts and Boston are sanctuaries that refuse to cooperate with ICE." Well, he traveled to Boston late Tuesday as promised and kicked off a five-day operation with ICE, FBI, ATF, DEA, U.S. Marshals, and DSS. These incredible men and women arrested a total of 370 illegal aliens in Boston and surrounding areas, a majority of the 370 being significant criminals. So praise the Lord for that.
All right, very quick. Praise the Lord. Very quickly, one of the things we talked about, election fraud in Ohio here, they've got what they call the Voters' Bill of Rights. It's exactly the opposite. It is not a Voters' Bill of Rights.
Of course it is.
Basically what it is, it's voter fraud. That's what they want to do. And as we get closer, but they're going to try to get that. They have people out there right now wanting you to sign a petition to get it on the ballot so that they can amend the Constitution in Ohio. Folks, when they come to you with this Voters' Bill of Rights, just take your pen and write on there fraud, because that's what it is.
Decline to sign.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, decline to sign.
And to remember to vote no in May. Is it May?
Yeah. Okay. You've got about 7 minutes, I think.
About
or
six minutes.
Aaron, so I'm going to let you give the invitation tonight. You got 6 minutes to do that.
Okay. Well, the greatest honor of all is to serve the Lord Jesus in kingdom business. And here in America, sadly, many people don't understand the fundamentals of Christianity, why you must be saved and how you must be saved. So I will just reference the third chapter of John when Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus and he is asking the Lord Jesus questions, and he says, Nicodemus saith to him, well, I'm going to start at the first verse. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that you art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So what the Lord Jesus, what he means by that is, which he later states in John chapter 14, verse 6, he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. And what that's also referenced to is the rebirth. And there's only one way to be born again. And if you read more of the chapter from chapter 3, Nicodemus questions if he has to be physically born again. Of course, that's not what Jesus meant. And you have to must be born again from on high, meaning spiritually born again. So the reason we all must be born again is because of our sin nature, inherited from Adam and Eve because of their transgression in the garden, passing it along to all of the human race, but also our own personal sins. And nothing can wash away our sins but the blood of Jesus Christ. And the bad news is we're all guilty, and the punishment for the consequence of sin is eternal damnation in hell. The good news is, for God so loved us that he sent his only begotten Son to die for our sins. And it's available to all who believe. So the key thing is sincere repentance, sincere belief. Sincere repentance that, God, I'm sorry, I'm confessing that you're a sinner, and acknowledging to God that you're going to repent and do your best to follow his word and will and commands, and that you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ, God himself, the Son of God, died for your sins, at that for your sins past, present, and future, took my sin and everyone else who genuinely believes on him at that point in time on the cross, and gave you the Holy Spirit of righteousness, meaning that's God, Christ's Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes and dwells in you, and that's the new birth. So glory to God for that wonderful gift. And this is why America is, the church in America has been so weakened, is because of the false teachings and just the fundamentals of reverence towards God. So many of these prosperity preachers wouldn't be preaching what they were preaching unless, well, first of all, they're charlatans, but second of all, those who may genuinely believe it, they don't understand the fear and reverence of the Lord. So we have no right to command God around and for him to do our will. Our will, or his will, is for us to do we are commanded to do his will. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And he is faithful and just to he wants us to be involved in the day-to-day activities of kingdom business, but it's as a servant, and we obey him and serve others because we love him, and it's not because we deserve it or that we can command God around. So I just say praise the Lord. I just pray that anyone out there who doesn't yet know Jesus as Lord and Savior, please be wise. Don't be foolish. The fool has said in their heart, there is no God. So please be wise. He is the one and true living God. I pray that you repent and believe and say the sinner's prayer. Just, dear God, I'm a sinner. Please come into my heart. I believe that you died on the cross for
one
my
minute.
Sins. And that you rose from the grave. And that you're seated at the right hand of God, the Father in heaven. And that's, if you pray that sincerely, you will be saved. You got God's word as a promise on that. And God cannot lie, and he does not change. So, please be wise and pray that prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.
All right, very
Amen.
Good. How much time do I have?
About a minute.
All righty.
Roughly.
Okay. I do want to say, I want to thank all you folks out there for listening to us tonight. And we have some very interesting times coming in this country. And so we really need to be prepared. And, well, again, I guess more than anything, first and foremost, folks, you got to make your salvation sure. That's the number one thing you have to do. And after that, everything else will take care of itself. But I'm going to tell you, folks, to die in your sin, it don't get any worse than that. Okay. Well, we're at that time. We come to every night where we say good night.
Good night.
We say God bless.
God bless.
Thanks for being here. And always let's do it.
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.